This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Four administrators of the former Bennington Schools Incorporated that served socially and emotionally challenged children were convicted of tax fraud. The accounting firm for the former boarding facility is paying Vermont and the federal government more than $100,000 as part of a settlement. Federal prosecutors say the firm should have known there were problems with the school's filings to obtain Medicaid funding. Bennington Schools came under new ownership in 2013, now goes by the name Vermont School for Girls. In Rebecca Sinatis' report yesterday, we heard from a Tunbridge family concerned about a Utah man's plans to build 5,000 acres for a sustainable community of 20,000 people in their area. Speaking recently at his New Vistas Foundation's research center in Provo, Utah, the developer David Hall said if he lived in the towns affected by his project, he'd be opposed to it as well.
I wouldn't be for it if I were them either, because it's too new and it's unproven.
But Hall is convinced that eventually people will come around to his ideas. Many in Vermont don't think that will happen, and they're not alone. There is opposition in a Provo neighborhood where Hall is also buying property. VPR Steve Zinn recently visited and filed this report.
Just across the street from Paul and Jay Lynn Evans' house in Provo, two six-story towers are going up that'll block their view of the rugged Wasatch Mountains. The buildings are part of a training center for missionaries for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But Paul Evans is okay with the project.
It's noisy, you know, for the next year and a half. After that, LDS missionaries are pretty quiet people.
What bothers Evans instead is a less visible project underway in his neighborhood.
What we'll do is walk back around to, the areas that New Vista is buying and wants to eventually tear down the homes to put in a mixed-use, high-density area.
David Hall's New Vistas Foundation has purchased 15 homes in Evans' neighborhood.
So David's got this house. He's got, of course, that house there.
Yeah.
And then
Hall says he wants to purchase a total of 45 houses. He plans to someday replace them with the kind of community he wants to build in Vermont. Evans' neighborhood feels like the set from a 1950s sitcom. Most of the houses are modest, mid-20th century structures.
So it's a great neighborhood. We know each other and look out for each other.
It's quiet enough that you can stand in the middle of the street and wait for curious residents like Marilyn Chapman to stop their cars so you can ask them what they think about Hall's plans.
I am against David Hall, and I'm not selling my house ever to him. If we all hold out and don't sell, he can't do what he wants to do anyway. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Elaine Duke, who's at the wheel of another car that comes by, has a similar opinion of Hall's plans.
I don't like it. I want to preserve the neighborhood.
Both Duke and Marilyn Chapman have lived in the neighborhood for more than 50 years. Paul Evans says there are lots of longtime homeowners around here.
We've got, people who are in their 70s and 80s and 90s. That's why so many homes are available, because the original owners are moving on.
David Hall says he's helping willing sellers by purchasing their homes at a good price. His plans to replace the homes with a New Vistas community may be years off, and it would require major zoning changes by the city. In the meantime, he's renting out the houses he's bought. Evan says Hall's properties are well cared for, but he's worried about a neighborhood of homeowners turning into one of home renters.
You expect to have transition, in some percentage of homes that are rentals, and some homes are purchased by a new family that moves in. They create, that constant diversity in a neighborhood that contributes to the vitality and the stability of a neighborhood.
David Hall himself grew up in this neighborhood. He owns his family's old home, which is now a rental property. He's aware of the opposition to his plans.
It's just that some people can't stand it that somebody is buying their neighborhood out.
In an interview earlier this year, Hall pointed out that the neighborhood of older homes is close to the university, where he says there's already been a lot of change. He sees it as an ideal place for a New Vistas community that, like the one he proposes for Vermont, would house 20,000 people.
And there's plenty of room there. It would be replacing single families, urban sprawl.
For Paul Evans, though, the problem with Hall's vision for his neighborhood is that it can only be realized at the expense of others who have a different view of their future here.
You have a dream, yes, but so do the other hundreds of people.
For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.